Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Knocking out! There we go. That sounds like Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Out.
Noon Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. College football, fun weekend, man. I know, yeah, obviously, man. Clemson, Tech, Georgia, Tennessee, we spent a lot of time on that. South Florida, Miami, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Florida, LSU.
Yeah, man.
Danger.
Yeah, man.
Danger time in Gainesville. Some other fun ones, too. So we'll get to as many of those as we can, try to give a thought or two and what we're looking for. And we'll get to some picks against the spread and some sports jeopardy at 12:40.
Boy, I'm a high alert right here, Bunk. On high alert with my pranking-ass family. All right, so my wife texts me. She says, exact words, she says, do you want to go see Ja Rule and Nelly perform at the Lakewood Amphitheater? Now, I was like, no. Of course not.
Yeah, of course not.
Of course not. But then I actually, again, I said, you pranked
2001.
Yeah,
maybe.
Because you remember they got me with the damn TikTok.
Right, because that was the exact concert that they invited you to on the prank.
I don't know.
If or that was Ja Rule.
It. Oh, Ja Rule.
It was Ja Rule.
It was Ja Rule. So I'm like, so that's why I said, you pranking me. She said, no, I forgot. I texted her, you sure? You're not taking. She said, because I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. But some of our friends are going. Really going, but they're from St. Louis. I'm like, well, no wonder they want to go.
Yeah, they have to.
They from the Lou, and they proud.
Yeah, they're proud.
You know, they from the Lou, and they proud. So, yeah, Reno and Keisha, they're my people, but. Yeah.
They kind of have to. Like,
go.
That's part of it. You know what I mean? To go see Nelly when he's in
town. Yeah, but me, I don't have, you know.
No, you're not. You just lived in our city.
I lived there.
You're not from there.
I lived there, you know. But I think, you know, I love going to concerts in Lakewood. I love going. It's like on a Friday, though. It's too much because it's too much lugging stuff because I always, every time we go, overpack, bring, like, coolers and stuff. It's just like, I got a cooler and chair in the backyard, baby. You know, it's peaceful and it's free.
And all their music's on.
By being collicit, it can get it in.
Anyone you want.
Anytime I want to. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, y'all aren't getting me this week.
Okay.
No.
But it wasn't a prank.
No, it wasn't a prank. She was actually serious this time.
It was just your family wanted to do something.
Yeah, man.
Not a prank at all.
I'm on high alert, dog.
Yeah, I know.
I'm on high alert.
That's the thing. They brought that upon themselves.
Yes, they did.
By repeatedly pranking you on TikTok.
Yes.
Now, every time you think they want to do something, you're like,
I look both ways, dog. I look both ways. I'm coming down them stairs because you just never know.
You never know.
If there's going to be something pop out.
You never know what the latest TikTok trend is.
I know, man. I know, dog. I need to get on my game. But, I won't be going to see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, somebody will.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. Going down, baby. You know, and murder. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. It can just be fantastic without me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to see – well, you like the Ava Brothers stuff.
I do. Yeah. Yep. I would go see them anywhere. Lakewood or wherever.
Right.
You call it Savannah.
Savannah, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to Savannah. And plus, I really like Savannah. So,
what do you like? What do you like about Savannah?
The old architecture.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the old vibe.
I'm just curious because when you said that, I was like.
Food. They got good food there.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can get some good food out there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, Savannah's cool. Don't get me wrong. I don't ever say, baby, let's go to Savannah. I'm talking about, I like going to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, it's not like a.
I really think that Spanish moss on trees looks cool.
Because it does.
Yeah. I think that's a really cool look. So those are multiple things I'm looking forward to.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's all I want to know. I mean,
I don't know. It's just kind of.
If you're from Savannah,
it's just kind of pretty.
If you're from Savannah, I'm not talking about Savannah as a bad place. Yeah. I never said it was. I was just curious because you were like, I was like, you that curious about it, huh?
No, I've been there a bunch of times.
Okay.
I really like it.
All right, that's all
I've
know.
Always had a great time in Savannah.
That's all that matters, Andy. As long as you
Savannah's on the good list.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
There's a lot of places that I don't like.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of places that I do like.
Yeah. Okay.
Savannah's on the one that I really like.
Hey, cool. I'm just curious. You said Savannah's like, okay, why do you like Savannah so much?
Yeah. Architecture.
Architect. Architect, the old vibe.
Water? I like being close to water.
Is that really? Oh, you like being close to that river?
You drive out to Tybee, see the ocean. It is just the mouth of a river.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I'm not trying to get me to talk bad about Savannah.
I'm not talking bad about Savannah.
Yeah, you are. Sneaky, kind of. Okay. Facial expressions are. All right, let's get to an NFL know-it-all. All right, let's start with what happened last night. Green Bay's pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Green Bay might be really good. Here's a Jordan Love touchdown pass.
Dude, he missed two.
Uh-huh.
He missed two big touchdowns, Jordan Love. The underthrew one and overthrew one.
Yeah, he had a good game, but yeah. He missed some big plays last night.
Give credit to I thought Matt LaFleur called a great game, man. Mm-hmm. He really, really did. I love the run action that they were doing with Jacobs early on in the game. Love that action. Tight ends got involved. The damn tight ends were just open all damn night long.
All night.
All night long they were open.
Tucker Kraft had six catches, and I bet he didn't get touched for 10 yards
Nobody was around him. I thought, you know, they stymied, you know, what Washington wanted to do. They pressured him. Micah, again, his effect is there. Just his relentlessness and his just motor, it's just unreal to me. Rashad Gary, bald. Yeah, Green Bay's a problem.
They're a problem.
Yeah, Green Bay's a problem.
I think when that trade, they were already good. And then that trade happened. It was like, well, let's see. But that makes them better.
Right.
And now you've seen it for 2 weeks, and it's like, all right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're in the NFC Championship.
Yeah, man. They are a problem. But, yeah, Jordan Love, that's the biggest thing. He missed a couple. And I'm telling you right now, and we talked about this before the show, defenders need to knock the quarterback ass out when they do stuff like that. They drop their shoulder and stuff, you just pulling up. Now, that was a hell of a run by him, and you damn sure right, punish him. But Patrick Mahomes did that last week against the Chargers where old boy slowed down and Patrick gave him that wallop.
They had the nerve to put that on Angry Runs.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't what that was.
He gave him that wallop.
He did.
But, so they need to stop all that.
Hit him.
Yeah,
knock his ass out. And if they give you 15 yards, at least you hit him.
Knock
hit the damn quarterback.
His college ass out.
You know what I mean? Yes. All right, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, here he is talking about the Super Bowl rematch.
You would have thought he might have outgrown that voice by now, huh?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. Do you think it sounded like pre-puberty?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He might have outgrown that.
What if it was deeper and then got higher? Anyway, that's probably the game outside of Falcons-Vikings I'm most excited for on Sunday.
Well, I think that the Eagles, you know, you go back to the Super Bowl and all those different things. The Eagles just disrupted everything they did. The thing with the Chiefs is that they don't have nobody to throw the ball to. They got guys banged up. I don't know if Worthy's playing or not, you know, and if you can double-team Kelce, which sometimes you don't because they got coverage linebackers now that can run with Kelce. But the protection has to be there for Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is going to be great. He's going to make plays. He's going to make some, oh, my God, plays in this game. But I think the Eagles just got too much for him. I think the Eagles got too much for him.
Not often you see the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs underdogs at home.
I saw that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't know where the Chiefs are defensively. Can they get back to doing things? He's got to have a big game. I'm talking about Chris Jones got to have a big game. Kolaskis needs to come along, too. He just got that bread this offseason. Those are the guys that's got to play better for them to stay in this game.
Bears-Lions, pretty interesting. Obviously, Ben Johnson playing against his former team.
Yeah.
Both teams 0-1.
Where's it at?
In Detroit.
It's in Detroit, okay.
Detroit favored by a touchdown.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit looked like crap last week, but what the Packers were doing to them. I mean, Ben Johnson knows this personnel and everything, so he knows who we can attack and how he can attack them. The biggest thing is can his quarterback execute the game plan? Like the Falcons, Detroit's got to run the ball. They got a dynamic player in Jahmyr Gibbs, like a lot like Bijan. They got to get him the football. They got weapons. I mean, Amon St. Brown, he is a stud. James Williams just got all that bread. He is a stud. Laporte, the damn tight. I mean, they got weapons. And they got a great offensive line, in my opinion.
That's why they've been so damn good the last couple years. The Packers just got
after them. Let them go. Let them go. Unleash them.
Bills, Jets.
No Ed Oliver this week.
No, and
it
looks
like he's going to be out multiple weeks with the ankle.
Jets played good last week.
Jets played good last week, and Jets played the Bills good. You know, I think that's one of the things like that. But I just still think, I think the Bills, I just think 17 is just on a different level.
I do too.
I think he's on a different
and
level.
And he was the MVP last year. Yeah. But yeah, it does seem like he's on a pretty clear mission this year to try to win the Super Bowl.
Another level.
The Ravens are celebrating 30 years in Baltimore by rubbing it in the Browns' faces.
Yeah.
They're favored by 11.5 in that game, which, like, you know, the Browns just held a really good offense to 6-17 last week. That's a lot of points.
You might see that one.
Yeah,
you might see
that one
later. But yeah. It's petty. But the NFL schedule it.
True.
It was the NFL schedule. Yeah, whatever. I think that the funny thing is, you know, seeing clips of the Cleveland Browns radio people is the funniest thing this week. They're very, very upset about this.
What are they mad about?
Because they think it's classless that they that they're having the celebration against the Browns and all those different things.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough, man. But it's pretty damn funny though.
Classless is such a good, like, arrogant insult.
Yes.
To call someone classless, yes, because that infers that you have class.
Oh, we got two Monday night games?
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Classless behavior.
Really?
That's like when you tell somebody that our program does it the right way.
Like, really?
You guys are classless.
Oh, my God.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Such a whack ass.
I'm gonna start calling people classless more often.
You don't have any class. You don't have any class.
Get some class.
Put bro behind it.
Bro.
You don't have any class, bro.
Yeah. Classless. All right.
Bro.
We'll come back, talk about a bunch of programs that do it the right way. They all do it the right way. The college games we're going to talk about next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.